I'm sorry, what?
Was he a decent fellow?
Oh, yeah, he's a really good decent guy. Tom C. McKnight, Jr., I'm dictating a neurological report on Glenn Ewart, E-W-A-R-T. His address is... His address is 1345 Edith Circle, Orland, California, 95963. Phone 530-356-7380. That's 80. Date of birth is 6/3/1943, 81 year old. Retired man. ID is XXX XXX 2460. Driver's license 309-59578. Email address gewart1967@gmail.com. Insurance is Medicare/Cigna. It is addressed to Dr. Than, T-H-A-N, Aung, A-U-N-G, M.D., 2421 Old Eureka Way, Redding, California, 96001. Phone is 530-225-8775. Fax is 530-225-8778. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation with history of recent cognitive decline in short-term memory. Dear Dr. Aung, thank you for referring. Mr. Glenn Ewart, for neurological evaluation, new paragraph. As you already know, Glenn is most likely a disabled Vietnam era combat veteran who has struggled with PTSD symptoms since his discharge from the Army. New paragraph. He reports that he has been evaluated and received VA compensation percentage benefits, but we did not discuss this at length. New paragraph. He reports that he still has significant feelings regarding his participation in Vietnam combat and his feelings afterward regarding his participation. New paragraph. I assume, but I'm not certain, that he is under the oversight of the Veterans Affairs, who should be providing him with assessment and care. New paragraph. Today, he and his wife report that he's been having more trouble with short-term memory. New paragraph. He denies a history of seizures or headaches. New paragraph. There is no tremor. New paragraph, there's no history of falls. New paragraph, I have no recent laboratory work. New paragraph, I do have a list of his medical problems, which is extensive, and includes a history of polymyalgia rheumatica, dorsalgia, bradycardia, atherosclerosis, erectile dysfunction, left hip pain, heart disease without angina, coronary angioplasty implant and graft, a disorder of the prostate, dyslipidemia, chronic renal disease, urinary retention, new paragraph. His laboratory studies show a slight elevation of the total bilirubin, a slight reduction in the EGFR, positive nitrite, leukocyte esterase, and white cells with a positive culture for Staphylococcus epidermiditis, EPIDERMIDIS, in August of 2024, his medication list suggests recent treatment. New paragraph. Today, he has no other complaints other than his concerns about any involvement in military affairs. New paragraph. In consideration of his presentation, his clinical history, and his risk factor involvement, we will perform the following. Number one, neuroquantitative brain MR imaging study will be done to exclude factors of focal or generalized degeneration. Number two, he has a history of possible COVID exposure. At the time that his wife was sick with COVID, we will obtain diagnostic electroencephalograms and ambulatory EEGs to exclude COVID-related cerebritis and seizure-related encephalitis, new paragraph. Laboratory testing for COVID and dementia risk factor testing will be completed for his return. New paragraph. We had an extended discussion today regarding his clinical history and findings and the need for the medical evaluation, which he's agreed to. New paragraph. I have given him a copy of the NIH Quality of Life questionnaires for a more comprehensive assessment of his capacity. New paragraph. He denied having any sleep disorders. New paragraph. His current symptom and expression would suggest chronic PTSD. New paragraph. I'm scheduling him for a follow-up so that we can review the results of his lab testing, brain scans, electroencephalograms, questionnaires, and dementia evaluation. New paragraph. I will send a follow-up report when he returns.